Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and today we have a very special guest in the studio, a man who knows no bounds. He's thrown himself out of planes. He's thrown himself down rivers. He has actually won a Guinness Book of World Records. It's Mr. Rajiv Reddy, the chairman, managing director of Country Club. Mr. Reddy, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you.
It's really exciting. I mean, I don't have enough time to squish everything you've done into an hour on the radio because, you know, you became the number one builder in Hyderabad. You became the Country Club is India's largest entertainment and global holiday conglomerate. And I guess we've been mentioning your Guinness Book of Records. You actually have a record. Can you maybe just tell us about that, how you got that and what your Guinness Book of World Records is for?
Well, that was for preservation of energy, and then it was, I think, across, Pan-India and on all the other places, wherever we have clubs, you know, we had, you know, our own, we had put off the power for a long time, and then we had our people, all the employees, 12,000 employees holding candles, and then it was more or less a symbolic way of expressing, you know, why the need to preserve energy.
Right. So, and that's really been a theme with you, as you know, first of all, the Country Club is for families. That was one of the differences between you. It's not for an elite, you know, go there alone. It's bring the wife, bring the kids, or, you know, if you're a working woman, bring your husband and bring the kids. And you also tied very closely to the environment. I think you own a couple nature reserves, and you're part of Save the Tigers in India, correct?
Yes, Shane. In fact, we have a beautiful project in called the Country Club Bandipur. It's a wildlife resort next to Bandipur in Karnataka.
That's it. To save the tigers, right? I would love to go and see this because there's not very many tigers left. There's only 4,000, I think, left. Right?
Yeah, Save the Tiger campaign is very strong. Very strong in our country, and in fact, it is headed by our own Prime Minister. And this project was inaugurated by the former Union Minister Renuka Chaudhary. And today, I mean, it's a very big hit. A lot of people from around the world come there. And because the Bandipur Forest Reserve is one of the biggest tiger reserves, and people come, and, you know, it's really fantastic.
That is amazing. But you also started a few orphanages as well to give back, don't you?
Yeah, we started an orphanage in Pondicherry, and there are a lot of people who, I mean, who are there. I mean, we take care of them. We look after their.
How many orphans are in the orphanage that you have?
We have about roughly 400 to 500 people.
Wow. 500.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, really, hats off to you. I mean, I think that kind of community service is so important, and I think people lose sight of that sometimes, how important it is to be involved in the community. And I think we grow along lines. You know, you want to grow in the right direction, so get involved in the right kind of projects. What is really, in your mind, what's the secret to success? What are kind of the key things that someone needs to have or to be doing to become successful in life or in business?
Well, I think to achieve whatever you want, first of all, you have to be transparent. You will have to be very clear with your conscience, and then you have to be a good human being, and then you have to be very, very passionate about what you are doing. I mean, I am very passionate about clubbing because basically I am an outdoor person, and I am a people's person. I can understand a people's mind. I know how to, what I meant to say, keep people happy, because basically I'm a happy guy. And if you ask me to do something in IT, I'll be a failure. If you ask me to do something in, let's say, mechanical engineering, I'll be a failure because I can't even change a tire. And but if you ask me something about my business, if you ask me to make people smile, yes, in our clubs there are more than thousands of people who come for our social functions. Everybody is coming with their families, their children, their parents and all that. Everybody is dancing, everybody is enjoying themselves, and there is no price, I mean, for the smiles. I mean, there is no other industry, I would say, in the world that can really say that, you know, I can make these people smile, I can make this family happy.
Right. I think as well, though, you cut your own path. You didn't follow anyone. You had your own unique idea. You focused on who you were as a person and what you wanted to do in life. And then you created this country club concept out of your own mind.
Yeah, perfectly.
What's your advice to the individual who, you know, wants to become successful, or maybe another business owner who wants to, you know, take their business to the next level, or someone who wants to follow your footsteps?
No, I don't think so. Anybody should follow anybody's footsteps, because it's a very dangerous thing, Shen. Because like, I can't say that I want to follow Bill Gates' footsteps, or you know, you know, Branson's footsteps. Because I mean, each and they have got their own inherent strengths. So I would say that, you know, you follow your heart. I mean, if you are good at something, if you feel that yes, you're good at something. Because no university in the world can teach what is happening in the country club. We have about 12,000 people who are working for the country club, and people from different. We have drawn people from different fields, and we have about people from 16 different nationalities who are working for the company. So you can understand today, now, I mean, as the company is going, growing global, you know, we are also adapting to global needs. You know, there is a dynamic change in our own thinking. And the only constant thing that is happening is change. And, you know, we are changing according to circumstances, according to different geographies. And so I would, my advice is, you know, you just follow your heart. I mean, you follow your own strengths, and you also have, I mean, to take care of your weaknesses. So, I mean, that is, I think, a very individualistic thing.
Well, Mr. Rajiv Reddy, I really want to thank you for coming down on your Thursday night to visit us and to share your insights and your lessons learned on the road to the top. And I know this is just the beginning for you, actually, because you have a huge strategy and vision and plan in front of you for the future. But I wanted to thank you for coming to Ion Careers tonight.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you.
It's really been a pleasure getting to know you, and I think the big takeaway for me is the inspiration I get from listening to stories and stories like yours of people who actually follow their dreams and made it a success. So hopefully we can have you on the show again sometime.
Thank you, Shane.
Coming up, we have the story of a man who brought boot camp to Dubai. If you've ever been driving down Beach Road and wondering what these people are doing on the surf, doing push-ups at 6 a.m. in the morning, we'll have that answer for you. And listen to his story as he built his business from scratch and had it torn apart during the financial crisis, only to rise up like a phoenix from the ashes and start a new business, Ignite Fitness and Wellness. It's a really fantastic story, a real roller coaster ride. But before that, we are going to help a live case study, a man who just got laid off and is now thrust into the job market. What is the best approach to get that interview, to get that next job? How relevant is your CV? How should you approach it? Should you deal with HR? Should you not? We are going to be dealing with this in just a minute, so stay with us.